This is JIS News. Coming up, new additions to National Health Fund drug subsidy list. Employers urged to facilitate whistleblowing and community centre to be built in St. Elizabeth. The details after this message.
Principals,
teachers,
parents,
the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management and the Ministry of Education are inviting government primary and high schools in
Kingston,
St. Andrew,
St. Catherine,
and St. Thomas to participate in the Drop, Cover and Hold earthquake drill on March 22 and 23.
The earthquake drill for high schools is Tuesday, March 22.
And look out, primary schools, Wednesday, March 23 is your day.
Schools are required to register and download their checklist from the ODPEM or Ministry of Education website. Call ODPEM at 906-9674 for details.
National Security Minister Robert Montague will host a town hall meeting on crime at the Sean Lavery Faith Hall in Savannah Lamar, Westmoreland, Monday, March 21, starting at 5:30 p.m. Come out and share your views and have your questions answered.
Now the news. The Commission for the Prevention of Corruption, CPC, is reminding employers in the public and private sectors of their legal obligation to facilitate whistleblowing in their organizations. Each organization is required to name a designated officer to whom disclosures are made to facilitate the process under the Protected Disclosures Whistleblower Act 2011 in the interest of the public. Secretary Manager of the CPC, David Gray, is urging entities to report cases which are pending or have been completed to the Commission.
This is a statutory imposition created by our own legislature. The genesis would have been from the Jamaican government having become a signatory to the UN Convention Against Corruption, which of itself now requires that signatories set up systems to deal with the matter of the perception of corruption, access to information, and whistleblowing legislation.
Mr. Gray, who was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session, said the investigation process is to be reported on every 30 days and assures that the legislation provides protection for persons making disclosures. Industry Minister Carl Samuda is calling for the removal of obstacles facing trade between Jamaica and Cuba and the strengthening of the bilateral partnership between the two countries. Minister Samuda says there's need for a level playing field, adding that Jamaica hopes to share in the growth of Cuba. He was speaking during a courtesy call by Cuban Ambassador Bernardo Guante Hernandez at the ministry's New Kingston offices Thursday. It was suggested that a meeting would be held at a later date in order to resolve the trade barriers between Cuba and Jamaica. The main agenda item was the planned visit to Jamaica by Cuban Deputy Minister of Foreign Trade and Investment Ileana Nunes Mordoche in April. Among the matters slated for discussion next month are the administrative, procedural, and technical issues being experienced by the Jamaican private sector in attempting to gain access to the Cuban market. National Health Fund NHF card holders are to benefit from the addition of two new active pharmaceutical ingredients, APIs, for the treatment of asthma and hypertension. New on the NHF card for asthma is the API levosalbutamol in the form of Levolin HFA aerosol inhaler. Indapamide and amlodipine have been added for hypertension under the Natrixam MR label. The changes became effective March 11 and will see the NHF offering a subsidy of $520 per inhaler, which is 80% of the overall cost. Individual Benefits Manager at the NHF Ainsley Jones says the new hypertension tablet mixes two drugs that were previously sold separately.
What this does is that it reduces the pill burden that a patient would actually have in terms of the number of pills to be taken. When the patients are taking one tablet with two different drugs, it reduces the pill burden, one, and so it enhances what we call compliance. So the patient tend to comply more with taking one pill rather than taking two.
The additions bring the total number of APIs under the NHF to 15 for asthma and 55 for hypertension. And approximately 4,000 residents in the communities of Giddy Hall, Newmarket, Springfields, and Middle Quarters, St. Elizabeth are to benefit from the construction of a new community center. A Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, was signed between the Embassy of Japan and the Giddy Hall Community Development Committee for construction of the facility Friday. The community center will house a computer lab, library, fashion design area, as well as a space for persons interested in art and craft. Junior Education Minister and Member of Parliament for Southwest St. Elizabeth, Floyd Green, is commending the government of Japan for its continued support.
I thank the people of Japan for investing in our people and for recognizing that in this global village, we have a shared world and a shared future. And an investment here in Jamaica is also to the benefit of the people of Japan.
The community center is scheduled to be completed next year. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.